probably want to take the remaining items from our morning calendar first, and there were some that we held over because we didn't have four of us. And the first of those is 1159, right?
1159?
Yes.
Authorized contract with Access Sciences to provide project management and implementation for Bureau of Transportation electronic file conversion project in the amount of $294,000.
Commissioner Novick.
Colleagues, according to order reports for FY15-16, PBOT uses 4 million sheets of paper, which, if all stacked up, would be taller than the Empire State Building. Now, I assume that would depend somewhat on the width of the paper, but I assume the standard width. This contract would allow PBOT to transition to electronic filing in a three-step process: assessment, development, and implementation. PBOT will form an internal steering committee to help define file needs and engage employees in the change process. And now I'm happy to give the floor to Alyssa Mahar to explain the rest of the details.
Okay, Alyssa, come on up, please.
Good afternoon, council members.
Good afternoon.
Alyssa Mahar, Executive Director of Finance and Business Operations for PBOT. I also have with me
Mary Beth Elms, Admin Supervisor for PBOT.
So PBOT has needed a bureau-wide electronic records management environment for a number of years. With the Portland building move upon us, we have realized that we really need to work hard to move forward with reducing the amount of paper that we produce and to advance an electronic filing process using the existing city system.
Improving the efficiency of our workflow and our file retention is a key benefit for this project. Implementing more standardized filing classifications will help us deliver more security, accessibility, customer service, and greater adherence to legal demands. PBOT currently uses upwards of 4 million sheets of paper in a year, so by reducing our dependency on our paper files, we'll only provide operational cost and carbon footprint improvements for the future. Our city enterprise systems, TRIM or HP records management, will be utilized for this transition to ensure consistent and secure data and a strong relationship with our city auditors and BTS. In August of 2016, PBOT issued an open RFP for the e-files conversion project. It was posted for approximately 3 weeks, and we received two proposals. Each contract proposal was stated as self-performing with no subcontractors. A specialized knowledge for electronic file systems and city government retention needs is essential for a successful transition of this size and the timeline that we're under. PBOT has chosen to work with Access Sciences for this project. Access is located in Houston, Texas, and has an array of experience with transitioning government agencies into electronic filing. Access is a nationally certified as a women's-owned business by the National Women's Business Enterprise Council. And it's certified as a women business enterprise in the state of Texas, and 59% of its workforce is women.
So this project is part of PBOT's two-year Portland Progress work plan. So we identified it a couple years ago, and the associated costs are included in the budget. The rollout plan is about 41 weeks, so it times out very nicely with the Portland building move-out requirements. Three phases are access and engage with staff, govern and train, and tactical implementation. Mary Beth Elms will lead this project with the 21-person steering committee with cross-bureau collaboration and will work directly with the consultants on section-specific needs and procedures throughout the agency. We've been working very closely with archiving and records retention, as well as the city attorney's office on this project, and we will continue to do so. They have a vested interest in our work, and they will be very close partners with us. This project includes staff only in the Portland building at this point in time because of the critical need for moving out, but we will be expanding that to the rest of the Bureau following the Portland building staff. If you have any questions, we're happy to answer those at this time.
Okay. Thank you. Questions?
I'm wondering how it matches or doesn't with the Bureau Development Services ITAP project.
So because we're moving to electronic files, we are getting ourselves into an electronic state. This is moving into an existing city system, HPRM, which is also called e-files and TRIM. And so it doesn't really interfere with that project. I think it'll help us be ready to go when that project is live. It'll move everything primarily that's paper today into an electronic form and allow us to access things remotely and from other locations. And I think one of the key benefits is just the huge reduction in paper usage. So
will customers still be allowed to file with paper?
File what with paper?
applications.
Yes. So that won't change. It's more internally focused than externally focused, getting all of our city staff to stop hitting print. Get them to move it into the e-files electronic system, have it accessible in an electronic way where it's searchable, has a really strong search engine. So it should not impact the public as much, but it will help in terms of accessing files for public records requests or, you know, other legal matters. So it'll make the information more accessible by more people.
And will you have that posted on the transportation website or with the city auditor with the TRIM files?
It would be accessible through the city auditor TRIM files.
And has the Technology Oversight Committee had a look at what you're doing?
I don't believe this has to go through the TOC because it's not a new implementation, a new software. We're basically moving our system into our paper process into the city's existing system. It's similar to the transition that we did when I was at the Housing Bureau where we moved all the loan files into the electronic file storage system.
How have they been saved now?
They're on servers. They're in hard copy in people's desks and filing cabinets in a myriad of locations throughout the Bureau.
And will people have to scan all of the things that are on paper on desks?
Not necessarily. So in a lot of cases, I think because of retention schedules, people will be able to dispose of records, shred records. In other cases where we realize it's something that needs to be digitized, we will digitize. But we have anticipated that only about 10% of the work will be digitization, and the remainder will either be putting in archiving boxes and sending to city archives or destruction of the records because they are outside of the retention schedule for the city.
And I know in my office, where whenever we have questions on do I need to keep this, do I not need to keep this, we talk with the city auditor and her staff. What kind of training will be given to the PBOT employees, of whom there are many, to make sure that everybody knows what can get tossed and what has to be saved?
Exactly. So training is part of the program and part of this contract. We'll be working very closely with Auditor's Office and Archiving and Records Retention to deliver that training to staff. So every employee that's going to be part of this project and transitioning to the new system will have very intensive training. They will have support throughout the project to know if something should be retained or destroyed or boxed. And I think one of the biggest things that we've heard from folks is that they're afraid to get rid of things. And so having that resource to say, yes, you've met the retention requirements, it's okay to go ahead and let that go and shred it, and don't keep it on the server. You know, let's go ahead and reduce that usage on the server and move it into e-files.
And so has the auditor said that they have the staff to be able to help you with this?
Yes, I mean, we needed the contract support because we didn't have enough capacity in-house, but Brian Brown and Max Johnson have been very supportive of this project, as has Jennifer Johnston, and so they have already signed up to be part of the project. They're part of the steering committee, and they want to support us moving in this direction because they realize how important it is.
Great, thank you. When you get to the point of how to make sure that the public's aware of it, I hope you'll ask the Public Involvement Advisory Committee to advise on that interface, because I think sometimes it's quite difficult, even for me, when I know where something's supposed to be, to find things on the city's website. So I would encourage you to seek their advice at the end. But it looks like a great project. Thank you for answering all my questions.
Great, thank you.
So semi-serious question. That is, when you move back into the Portland building, you'll be able to send all those files to archives and not use up floor space in the Portland building with filing cabinets anymore. So we'll have floor space available for people.
Yeah, that's part of our plan, is that we can reduce our footprint, both our carbon footprint and our actual footprint in the Portland building, both in our temporary space and when we move back in. So we want to achieve that before we actually go to temporary space. So
Even better.
And then allowing options for employees to access files if we're located in a lot of different locations.
Great.
Yeah.
Other questions? Thank you both very much.
Okay. Thank you.
So does anyone want to speak on this item? If not, it's an emergency ordinance. Let's take a vote, please.
Novick?
Colleagues, before we vote, I want to take a moment to celebrate Alyssa's 26-year-long career with the city as she's leaving us to begin a new position as Vice President of Plaquemines Community College. Alyssa has been at the city, as I said, for 26 years and with the Portland Bureau of Transportation since 2012 as the Executive Director of Finance and Business Operations. When she worked at the Fire Bureau, she developed PF&R's first standard for emergency response coverage, the CERC. Co-led PF&R's successful $53 million general obligation bond campaign to seismically retrofit 29 fire stations and build new fire stations. While with the Bureau of Housing and Community Development, she played a leadership role in the merger of the Bureau of Housing and Community Development and the Portland Development Commission / Housing Division to create the Portland Housing Bureau and helped to establish the first Portland Housing Advisory Commission. Since joining PBOT in 2012, Alyssa has accomplished many things, including led the 18-month funding initiative team, which laid the groundwork for new funding through media budget briefings, community engagement, information sharing, and transparency in financial data. Showed her commitment to equity and diversity through her work on the equity teams of both Housing and PBOT, her establishment of more stringent hiring practices and protocols, and her engagement in the MWASB pilot program to increase utilization on PTE contracts. Commissioned a thorough customer intake review to streamline our customers' ability to connect and engage with PBOT. I want to elaborate on just one of those, Alyssa's contribution to transparency in financial data. One of my obsessions in life is making sure that people know where their tax dollars go, and it's a high priority of the Bureau of Transportation to explain our complicated budget in as simple terms as possible. We do have a complicated budget. We have so many different funding sources and so many strings that a certain mayor-elect described our budget at one point as Byzantine. But Alyssa has labored tirelessly and successfully to make Byzantium as transparent and accessible as possible. And as we've worked together to develop all sorts of different charts and graphs, which taken together can navigate the public through all the things we do and show them, here's how your money is being spent, here's how it's raised. And I think that's critical in government across the board. It was especially critical in this last few years as we were asking the public for additional money for transportation, because when you do that, they have to trust that your existing money is being spent wisely. So I really, really appreciate Alyssa's efforts, and I feel quite confident that the people of Clackamas County will know everything that Clackamas Community College is doing with their money. Alyssa's staff know her as a trusted manager, a positive mentor, a collaborative leader. She's always shown a tremendous amount of respect for the talent employees who work for her. They're going to miss her. We are going to miss her. I am going to miss her. And Alyssa, in lieu of flowers, wanted to give you something to take into your new position at Clackamas Community College. At PBOT, you have a candy bowl in front of your office, and that bowl has become a de facto watering hole for your employees, a gathering place. We wanted to send you off in your new position with new infrastructure for such a gathering place.
The infrastructure, by the way, is another candy bowl with some Skittles to get her going.
Cat's about to.
Thank you, Alyssa. Aye.
Fritz.
Well, coincidentally, I've been participating in city government for about 26 years, and I'm glad you noted which different things Alyssa has done, because she's done this. So this last project, I think, is a really great one that's going to stand us in good stead probably for the next 100 years. Obviously, our loss is Clackamas County's gain, and thank you for your work, and I'm very pleased to support this bill. Aye.
Hales. I'm sorry. Saltzman.
Oh, I forgot that he's here.
Well, thank you. Thank you for your service, Alyssa. That's great news, and I wish you well at Clackamas Community College. And I'm pleased to have worked with you, and pleased to vote aye.
Hales.
Alyssa, thank you. I've had the pleasure of working with you as well, and you've done great work here at the city, and this is just one more little brushstroke on your way out the door, a big painting that you've done of better government. Thank you. Aye. Well done. Okay.